Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you again for your beautiful, lovely inspiration, Lord, so we can love ourselves and love others in the same way. Bless this word to us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Your will be done, your kingdom come. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. The readings is from Colossians chapter 4, verses 12 to 15.
Epaphras, who is also from Colossae, sends his loving greetings. I can tell you that he is a true servant of Christ who always labors and intercedes for you. His prayers are filled with requests to God that you would grow and mature, standing complete and perfect in the beauty of God's plan for your lives. Epaphras has such great zeal and passion for you and for those who are from Laodicea and from Hierapolis. And Luke, the beloved physician, sends his warm greetings to you, and Demas also. Give my greetings to all the believers in Laodicea, and pray for dear Nymphas and the church that gathers in her home.
Praise God. We see, as a servant of God and as a true, true servant, we see that, we all gloried in our shame at one time as we were taken hold of the evil. We were taken hold of the evil one, and that and his whole purpose was just to keep us away from this great love, this great plan that God has for our lives. But praise God, God called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, and his marvelous light is according to our calling, according to that which he predestined for us before the foundation of the earth to be holy and blameless in Christ. And here you see the servant of God, he has woken up to that love, and he shares that love with the body and with everyone else. It's not something that's just for the believer. This is for one died for all. Even before that, we were all predestined in Christ to be holy. And then Jesus came to fix up the mess, to deal with the fall totally, and then bring us back into our inheritance. So the wonderful secret here is we see in Ephesians, that we pray that we are enlightened. We pray that we're enlightened by the Spirit of God so as to know our calling. And then we also know what is the inheritance for the saints. And saints were all at once sinners and then came into the light. So this wonderful light, this wonderful love is for everyone. So it's something we don't walk out of our rooms or out of our houses before we enlighten. Morning by morning, he enlightens our eyes. He wakes us up, and then we sober with the love of God, of the understanding of the great God that cares for us. And that is who we go out walking conscious of him, and we share him to others. We love others as God loved us. And that's how, many times we can have a negative. And we just think that, according to the Our Father, we must forgive others as God has forgiven us. And then it's just in a negative context. So we actually waiting for something bad to happen, and then we must just forgive. But if you read the context, you want to hallow God's name. You want to stay in his will. And how do you do that? By he gives sufficient, give us our daily bread. And his daily bread is his love, his light, his encouragement. And then that, how do you forgive others as God has forgiven you? You give that in giving love, in giving patience, in giving joy, in giving the promises, sharing the scriptures, the light. You are forgiving others. You're giving. And then the rest of the Our Father goes and lead us not into temptation. You see, when you stay in those boundaries, no darkness can come into light. And all the love of God is just light, goodness, his plan, his perfect plan for your life. So be blessed as a true servant of God. Bring the light, stay in the light, and shine the light. Amen.
Amen.